What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Today's podcast is in partnership with Optometry Times.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Jen Lyerly. I am joined here with Dr. Daryl Glover, as always.
Jen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Yeah, because I always get really excited when we have strong females in optometry making things happen, changing the way we do practice, and that is all about tonight's episode. So without further ado, please welcome to the show Dr. Janelle Davison.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Daryl. Thanks for having me.
So Dr. Janelle, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you became an optometrist.
Well, I'm a pretty laid-back individual. Optometry, I will admit, was not always my first choice. I used to want to be a pediatrician, so I was always involved in science and STEM. So my career path was always, you know, medical, science-based. And it was about my sophomore year in college. I went to college in New Orleans, Xavier University of Louisiana, a historically Black college. And it was about my sophomore year that I was like, you know, whew, this school is rough. I don't know if I could do this for another plus past, you know, medical school plus another three, because I have a cousin who's a pediatrician. And I'm just like, I don't know, I'm that committed. So I was thinking, like, what else can I do? So I was actually home on a Christmas break getting an eye exam, which I got every year. I wore glasses, so I got eye exams every year. And I was having this discussion with my optometrist. And she said, well, why don't you think about optometry? And I said, you know, why won't I think about optometry? She says, it's a really great field. It's really good for women, especially if you're thinking of having children one day. You can balance, you can work, you have your own practice, you can be a professor, the sky's the limit. So think about optometry. So of course I did, went back to school, and we had a pre-med center. So I went in the pre-med center and I looked for a mentor. So I found an optometrist in New Orleans who actually had her own practice, and I contacted her and asked her if I could shadow her. So I shadowed her for that whole semester, and then I applied to optometry school, got in, and here I am, an optometrist 13 years later. So that's my story.
This is a topic we should cover with more guests, Daryl, because before optometry, what did you think you wanted to do?
You know, the funny thing, Jen, is I actually had a similar story. I wanted to be a pediatrician, but for me, I was actually working in, at Eye Care Associates as a technician. And what turned me off was I had these kids coming in and they were talking so crazy to their parents. I was like, there's no way I'm going to deal with that every single day. So I had a complete change of heart. And then also I love the retail aspect of optometry as well. So similar background, but different reasons why I went the opposite route. But what about yourself, Jen?
This is going to sound so crazy, but I really wanted to be a racetrack veterinarian.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, come to find out that a lot of death is in veterinary school. So, and I loved animals, and I just like the thought of having to deal with dying animals every day, I just couldn't deal with that sort of emotional distress. So I was like, what medical profession doesn't have death? And optometry, you know, is the real standout on that. There's no death in optometry, really. So it's an amazing profession for someone who doesn't like crying.
Oh, man, I just learned something new about you. I thought I knew everything about you from top to bottom. I never knew that you like animals.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I really, really do. So I like them, but when they're living. So Dr. Janelle, you took your career in a totally different direction after optometry school because you've started an eye spa. So, I mean, let's tell the crowd, what is an eye spa? What do you do so differently at your practice?
Yes, I do have an eye spa that I started back in the beginning of November. And it basically was born out of the request of my patient. I'm kind of a girly girl, so I wear makeup, I wear liner and all those things at work. And a lot of times, one of the questions, I'll say, any questions, any concerns, and patients, particularly female patients, will ask me my recommendations on those things. And it was from a patient's suggestion in regards to lashes that I should consider having a place or a spa in my office where I offer those services, because she would feel more comfortable if she was able to have those services provided under the care of an optometrist, knowing that anyone that I had here providing those services will be vetted and that they will be working in tandem with me to make sure we don't exacerbate any of her dry eye or her eyelid condition that she was suffering with. And then, as I was explaining, I do dry eye examinations and diagnosing and treatment as well. I don't currently have a lip of flow, so I do work with a colleague that I was sending a patient to. And I was explaining to her that, oh, you're going to have, it's going to be like a spa. And so she came back and she said, well, you know, that's a loose term of the word spa. Just because you put a blanket on someone doesn't mean it's a spa. And so the combination of the two ideas I put together, and I came up with Premier Dry Eye Spa and Cosmetic Eye Care. We do treat dry eye eye. We do all facets of dry eye within the spa, but at the same time, we do add those luxury spa services that women love: facials, individual lashes, anti-aging mask, eyebrows. So all the things that women like to have done, but then now they can have it under the comfort and convenience of their optometrist. So we're really excited. It's doing very well, and particularly our luxury spa services are doing very well. Everybody wants to feel relaxed and pampered.
So I want to know more about this. You got to paint the picture for me. Just paint the picture for me. Let me know what the energy is like in there. What color are the walls? How big is the space? I mean, like, paint the picture for me, because this sounds very interesting here.
The picture is zen. So I'm a girly girl. So our walls are like a blue, similar to a Tiffany blue, with accented with pink, which I think is my favorite color, dark chocolate wood colors. The walls and the retail spaces, the shelving is a dark chocolate wood. We have an actual spa chair. So not an exam chair, but it's actually a spa chair that has a massage cushion that will heat up. And we have aromatherapy. We have Alexa. So that way our clients, our patients can listen to what music of their choice. But we particularly play spa soft relaxing music. We have fresh water with lemon and strawberry. So the whole premise of the spa is to walk in there and feel like that you're in a place of serenity and a safe and convenient place. So I have had patients that will have an eye exam and then they've scheduled an appointment in the spa as well, and they're going over for a facial. So they walk out relaxed and comfortable and just really excited about the experience that they had at their optometrist's office.
Hey, Jen, I don't know about you, but when I hear this, I'm thinking about all my patients that I dilate and they don't have anything to do because they can't see. Send them over to the spa and get paid again and make sure that they really enjoy the experience. I mean, what are your thoughts, Jen?
No, I'm loving this. I'm like mentally trying to figure out, how am I going to make this happen? So obviously you're not the one performing the facials, like you're seeing patients, but do you have an esthetician or who's doing this work?
I have a licensed esthetician who I've partnered with. I met her via my nonprofit. So I had her come out this summer and speak to our teenage girls on skincare and importance of skincare and how to start preparing for anti-aging now in their teenage years. And I was very intrigued with her. And I had the idea, but I was basically thinking like, how do I make this happen? I don't know an esthetician. And she actually came along with the other stylist I had there to talk to the girls. And she was just very, very knowledgeable. She actually has a biology background. So at one point she used to want to be a doctor. And then she kind of changed her career paths and was really into skincare and makeup. So she ended up graduating in her 4-year degree. But then she went on to get an esthetician's license. I walked up to her and I told her my idea. And she was just like, this is awesome. I've been wanting to find a doctor to partner with. And I've just been waiting for the right opportunity. So we brainstormed, came up with the idea as far as structuring pay that will work. And she's there. We're there one day a week now. We're growing that out. Eventually, the goal is to have her there at least 2 days a week providing spa services. And now that I have those, I'm getting requests for other services that women like to have done. So I actually have a patient now who's in school to be an esthetician, and she's working on some services that my current esthetician is not licensed for. And so I'm already eyeballing to get her on board to be able to provide those additional services. So these are things that other doctors are doing. So I follow a lot of people on social media and I'm thinking, why as eye care providers are we not tapping into this space? Most of the things that these women are asking for are around the eye, and that's our territory. So if a gynecologist can open up a spa in her office to provide these same things, then why can't I, or why shouldn't we be doing this as well?
That is such a good point. And I mean, there's so many great new technology items coming out in eye care that really lend themselves to a spa-like treatment. I immediately think about radio frequency technology and eyelid tightening. It's something that I'm interested in having done for myself. So is that something that you offer in your clinic or considering?
Considering. Right now, I don't offer those things. I always like to investigate and find out how I can make sure that I'm the stakeholder in that. Like I said, I have the esthetician there, but I have it set that if it doesn't happen to work out with her, then I can be able to easily move somebody else into that space. So currently, if I've started with the services that are your mainstay, your facials, your individual lashes, because those are the things that people requested. I did a lot of surveys. Now I'm getting requests for microblading, which is another popular thing that women like, and permanent makeup. So my idea is actually pretty, I think a lot of people are thinking about it. I've had an ophthalmologist in South Carolina reach out to me who wanted to learn more about what I was doing in regards to my spa, because she was thinking about doing something along that lines.
Let's talk a little bit, because obviously you're also a dry eye specialist, and you mentioned two different services that you guys offer with false lashes and then permanent makeup as a consideration that we know can be really toxic to the ocular surface and cause ocular surface disease. So within your practice, how do you strike that balance of being a dry eye specialist, but then also offering services that may contribute to dry eye?
That's a great question. Balance is the key. Because you are suffering from dry eye disease and once you are stable, it is important if you're going to have these services done, because let's be real, if women want to have this done, they're going to get it done. You want to make sure it's done under the care of your facility, that you can have a watchful eye, that you have a relationship with the esthetician, particularly with individual lashes. That's why I prefer that versus a strip. Our protocol that is that after 3 sessions, you have to have those lashes removed. And we actually do an actual lid cleaning and rejuvenation with Lid Pro to make sure we are not exacerbating your condition, keeping your lids clean and open. We're also making sure that when those lashes are on, that you're actively and properly cleaning those lashes. We're using We Love Eyes to make sure that those lashes are being clean and they're not exacerbating that irritation on the lid margin. Permanent makeup, I said that's something in consideration. We're not currently doing it. And if I was to offer permanent makeup, it would be preferably the eyebrow, because as a dry eye specialist, I want to make sure that I'm not doing anything that's going to potentially exacerbate or worsening the condition that I'm currently treating. But at the same time, I don't want women to feel like because they suffer from dry eye, now they have to walk around with bald faces or bald eyelashes or not feel comfortable in their own skin. And that's what a lot of women ask me once they start to be treated for dry eye disease, is what can I do about my makeup? What can I do about mascara? You tell me I have to go to work and I can't wear anything. So my answer is, let's get you where there's no cure, but we're going to get you where you're manageable. I'm going to teach you how to maintain this at home. And if you're going to do these activities, let's do it under the care of a licensed optometrist. And I've vetted the esthetician who's going to be providing these services for you.
Let's talk about makeup a little bit more. You know, I have a lot of women that come in to see me, and, you know, some of them, they're bare face, and some of them, I'm like, man, do you even have a face? I mean, there's so much makeup that they put on, you know? So it's like, how do you know what's good makeup and what's not good makeup? And how do you have that conversation with your patients when they're in the exam room, but also in the spa? Is it the same type of conversation, same type of dialogue, or do you change the way that you present the information?
Well, I try to change the way to present the information now. Usually in the exam room, they may open the dialogue, and that's when I would introduce the spa, because I want to try to reserve that time to have those deeper conversations in the spa. But back to the spa, everything we recommend and use in the spa is organic. And my young lady, esthetician that I work with, she does custom blended makeup, where we're finding and using makeup formulations that are not going to clog your pores, because I'm a sufferer of acne, particularly adult acne. So I'm very particular about what I put on my face and what I put around my eyes, because I don't want to exacerbate anything that I have going on my face. So we do some custom blended makeup. We're working with a company that blends different moisturizing tints, so that way you can have a moisturizer with your UV protection, but get just a little coverage, but nothing too much to clog your pores. And I wear that, and it's actually been very awesome and great for my skin. It hasn't caused any issues. So what our focus is, and that's why it's been so long and slow process for me getting this out, because I bet everything that I do and that I offer in there, and if I can't wear it myself or have my parent or my sister wear it, there's nothing I want to be able to offer for my patients. But I like to try to push those conversations into the dry eye or the eye spa. We do have a spot where we do have free consultations. That way we can figure out what your plan is, what your goals are. If you're suffering from dry eye, to dig deeper, to figure out what the cause of the dry eye is. We've had a patient come in that had lashes done at some nail salon, and definitely wasn't a great experience. And she actually lost some of her lashes. So she came in to talk out to see what her options were to start to get the lashes to grow back and to be healthy. And that was a conversation we were able to have about Latisse. So it's just a space for women to have a dialogue where they feel comfortable about asking some of those issues that they're not sure who to ask, especially if they don't have a dermatologist or esthetician of their own.
Daryl, I mean, I am such a big fan of what you're doing. You mentioned earlier, like, this, let's be real, women want this. They're going to do this and seek this elsewhere if you don't provide and offer it. And it's much better that you can offer it under your care.
Yes.
And that is so true in my experience, especially people that are dry sufferers. Like, they want to live normal lives. They want to look good and feel proud about how they look during the day. And so, yes, they're going to seek these treatments and they are going to wear makeup. So But how you're doing things, how you're vetting things, how you're doing false lashes, but then saying, okay, and then we need Lipiflow and we need to clean them every day with We Love Eyes. I mean, you're choosing such great products to work with, and I'm thrilled to hear it's been successful.
Yes, I'm excited. I mean, we're still in the infancy stages, but I definitely see, I expect in, you know, my ROIs, the build out actually was low. You already have the space, you're paying the rent, and it doesn't take much to do the footprint for it at all. The esthetician, we have a great contract, how we're working. She's helping with marketing, come up with ideas, because of course there's going to be things she's going to know on the skin aspect of it that, you know, I don't know. I'm not a dermatologist and, you know, I'm an eye doctor. So we're working collaboratively. It's a great team. And I really think that in the next few months, it's going to really take off because it's different. So patients are like, wow, you actually have a spa, and it looks like a spa. It's just not a room that you go in and sit in and have Lipiflow. It looks like a spa.
Plus, Daryl, if you were to open up an eye spa, you'd have to do market research by going to the spa yourself.
Yes, so. No patients.
Hey, you know what, Jen? I don't mind going to the spa. You know, I love to get pampered. Jen, look, I'll be up front with you. I get pedicures all the time and manicures, and I love to get a full body massage. Yes. I work hard, so I love to be pampered. I'm not going to lie.
Well, one of the things you mentioned earlier was that you had met your esthetician through your nonprofit. So share a little bit about your nonprofit, SCORE. What does that stand for? Why did you start it?
So SCORE stands for Successful, Confident, Optimistic, Regal, and Engaging. It was actually, I'm a co-founder with my sister who is a practicing dentist. We started SCORE because we wanted to be able to reach back and just help other young women to be able to pursue their dreams. Our mission is to empower, expose, and encourage young women, particularly minority women, to explore STEM-related careers. So my sister and I, we talk all the time, and a lot of our friends, you know, who are women, we're doing well, we've advanced in STEM-related careers, but if you only surround yourself with people who are doing what you're doing, you kind of get jaded until you look at the statistics and see that there's still not a lot of women who are pursuing STEM degrees and careers. And then when you dig deeper and you get into the minority aspect of it with your African-Americans and Latinas, those numbers diminish even further. So we were trying to figure out what we can do. We both are already actively involved in the lives of many girls. I mentor. This is nothing new to me. I have interns that come through my practice. I have relationships with the local high schools. But I wanted to be able to expand my impact where I wasn't only helping girls who were coming through those high schools. And my sister's in Charlotte, and we kind of wanted to do the same thing. So we're trying to figure out what we could do. And we were getting the same vision at the same time, but we were both kind of shying away from our mission because we were just like, how can we do this on top of having a practice and kids and all this stuff? So I reached out to her, and she goes, you know what? I was having the same dreams, the same vision. And this was leading into 2017. So we started SCORE. We received our nonprofit status, 501c3. Status that August, and that summer we had our first internship class. So far we've had 10 girls come through our internship class, which is in the summer. They work in a provider's office for 6 weeks. They go through a curriculum. So not only to be in a STEM career smarts, you know, we're pretty much there. We got that down right, Jen. But a lot of times some girls need encouragement. We need confidence building. We need time management skills. We need test taking skills. Or we just needed someone to tell you can do it. Because a lot of us, my mom is not in STEM. A lot of us, our moms are teachers or nurses. That's kind of where they pushed us, you know, pushed women back in the day. So you just don't have those women out there who are doing it and tell you that you can do it. So we've donated through our internship program so far just under about $8,000. And we've only been around not even a full 2 years. We partnered with JCPenney last year, and we were able to donate to the Coretta Scott King Academy the entire graduating class suits so that every girl, when they graduate, they could be ready for their first power interview. And we were also to donate to the girls in our program. So this year, we're looking to expand and go further and be able to pack more girls. We're expanding our platform, so we're very excited about 2019. We're expanding our mentorship aspect of it. So we're having a big mentorship mixer and mingle in March. And we're just very excited, and nonprofit's a lot of work. You know, a lot of people were like, oh, you're doing awesome. That's great. Which is raising the dollars. And then they'll say, well, how can I help? And I'm like, money. So fundraising, you know, it's an aspect of, I'm not really big on asking for money. So this has been very something to get me out of my box, because now I have these girls that I have to answer to. So if I have to get down and beg you for the money, I'll do it because it goes right back out. I don't see any of it. It's a nonprofit. So it's everything we take in goes right out. So we're super excited.
Wow. Well, I'm amazed by all the stuff that you're doing. I mean, you own your own practice. You started an eye spa. You have this nonprofit and you're a mother. How do you manage all this time? Like, what tips do you have for other optometrists out there or entrepreneurs that want to do more, but they just haven't figured out how to do it?
It's a great question. I get that a lot. I don't have idle time. You know, you have to pick and choose. They say, can you have it all? I don't watch TV. Okay. You name shows. I literally have something what the heck you're talking about. Anytime that I'm awake, I'm utilizing that time for me to push my mission and my goals forward. There's sometimes that I watch TV and movies because there's days that they're like, you know what? I'm not doing anything. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm going to sit here like a vegetable or something on a log, whatever that slogan is. And then I'll watch TV. I'll try to get caught up. And then I'll get sucked into a session of Married to Medicine, a couple seasons. And I'll say, okay, that's enough garbage in my brain for today. And then I'll go several weeks where I just don't really watch TV. I don't have time that I waste. My day is planned out from the time I get up to my time I go to bed. But I've always been this type of individual, if you could ask my mom. So what I do is not really, it's just me. That's all that I know. Ever since I was a kid, I had a planner and I write down what time I'm going to eat, what time I'm going to take my shower, and I check it off. And that's how I got through college. And I do the same thing. You know, there's no way I can have all these moving parts and that I don't just literally plan out, you know, what I plan to do that week. So usually the top of the week, I'm planning out what I'm going to do and I check it off and I go back and say, okay, I didn't do it. And I move that over to the next week. But I just plan and I don't waste time.
It's so impressive what you're accomplishing, not only day to day, but what you've already done so far in your career. As many of us, like just the idea of owning your own business and being successful with that, that is a dream that you don't know that you'll ever be able to attain. But you're doing that and also finding time to be a mom, to be a wife, to be a partner, and give back to the next generation of young girls coming out. So, I mean, I applaud all the work that you're doing every day. And just know that on those days when you need to veg out on the TV, it is rest that is well deserved.
and Married with Medicine is actually a good show. My wife watches that and I love it now. She has me hooked.
I watch it now. One of my friends is on there. That's why I watch it. I'm like, let me watch it. I miss it. I don't know when it comes on, so I watch the old episodes.
Yeah, I watch it. I think it comes on Fridays. I don't know what time, but we always watch it, you know, Saturday or Sunday when it's my downtime, when I'm spending time with my family. So thanks dearly for being a part of the show today. We've learned quite a bit. I know there's a lot of folks out there that's been really excited about potentially setting up some type of eye spa. I think you truly have laid out the blueprint. I've never heard or seen anyone say the things that you've said about an eye spa. It makes sense. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what you have going on in 2019.
Well, thank you. And I can't wait. 2018's been a long, long year. So I'm ready for 2019. Let's get it going.
I know you're a big mentor. So if someone's listening and they want to reach out or learn more from you, what's a great way for them to get in touch with you or follow you on social media?
So yeah, follow me on social media. Usually the fastest way, honestly, is through one of the messengers on social media. I see that a lot faster. Otherwise, you can email me at dr.davison@brianizemarietta.com. But I'm all over social media. And I think that's how Daryl reached out to me. So just hit me up on social media. I usually will smile right back to you.
Awesome. Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast. And remember, we keep it 2020 around here. Pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.